Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. After 4 Sundays of consecutively reading from Matthew chapter 5, this week we come to an end of that chapter. But interestingly enough, it is not the end of this great sermon. In fact, that sermon continues for 2 more chapters. But we're going to put pause on that for now. And as we begin the season of Lent, a whole new series of Gospels will be introduced. The church will pick up on that great sermon and conclude it in the summer. But for now, that one chapter, chapter 5, it has given us plenty to think about, especially as we consider the one who spoke it, the one who delivered it, the one who lived it, Jesus. Chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel is absolute foolishness to the world, especially the ending that you just heard. But because of Jesus, who spoke it, who lived it, who taught it, and who shared it with us, it is the very wisdom of God. As we bring this chapter to a close, just as he did last week, Jesus speaks of surpassing things. He speaks of living in an unusual way or extraordinary way. Over and over again, he acknowledges what they have heard, and he tells them to live different. This week, he references the law of the day, lex talionis, in Latin, the law of retribution. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It's actually not just the law of Jesus' day, but well before Jesus. This is a Babylonian law found centuries before Christ, found continued in the day of Jesus, familiar to us even today. What's interesting is this lex talionis was not meant as vengeance. It was meant to curb evil, to limit the retribution. So if someone plucks your eye out, you can't cut their head off. You can pluck their eye out, but that's all. Isn't it interesting that that law never works? Whenever there is injustice, there is a hurt. And that hurt exists not only in relationships, but in persons, among persons, in the minds, in the heart of human beings, of men and women like me and you. And so the law of retribution merely scratches the itch, if you will. It gets back at the guy, but it does not heal the wound. It does not heal the hurt. What does that? Well, Jesus tells us in today's gospel. And it's not any law. It is the very act of love. Love means to will the good of the other. To love is to engage not merely the mind, not merely the heart, and oftentimes not the feelings, but the will. And you and I, made in the image and likeness of God, we have a will, a free will, in which we can choose. And when we choose to will the good of the other, when we choose to live as Jesus tells us, that is the healing of the wound. St. Paul knew this well, certainly from his own life, but as he was guiding and shepherding the people of Corinth. And over these past 4 weeks, in addition to the great sermon, we've heard Paul's beautiful letter to the Corinthian community. They're a divided community. And this week, he reminds them of who they are, Are you not aware that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit, a son and daughter of God? And how important it is that we hear that, for that's our identity. You see, my friends, we are more than the sum of our good actions or our bad actions. We are men and women created, formed by God in such a way, loved by Him in such a way, that we have the capacity to be like Him on the way. And that is the call. Is it unusual? Absolutely. Is it challenging? For sure. But is it our vocation? Yes, it is. This is the word of God. To love, to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. And the only way that that can possibly happen is if we know God as Father. If we espouse our identity as His son and His daughter in Christ, so then we can choose in Christ. We can live in Christ. We can become Christ for others. As we begin the season of Lent this week, there will be much focus on our behavior, what we're doing for Lent. And there's a lot that can be done, a lot of good that can be a blessing to others. But in choosing those things, do not forget who you are. Because behavior only goes so far, but being, and being that perfectly well, is the way to peace. And it is time for us to know who we are and to be that in a more perfect way, in a holier way, in a more authentic way. And in being who we are, all of the wounds can be healed. May Jesus Christ, the great healer of souls and hearts and minds and wills, may He give us this grace so that we can live Him this Lent. God be with you.